Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Yes, it is. Amen, and welcome, YouTube. You really look like you are. You're doing that picture vibrating thing. Too funny. Yep. Left on 114th. Welcome, Richard, on YouTube. It's so good to have you with us. Yes, from any position of influence or leadership. Yeah. Yes, quickly. Yeah. I'm not sure. No, that was good, Rebecca. Turn that rig around. What is that song? Give me 30 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Oh, 40 acres. Well, Thank you. Yeah, that's the truth. Amen. All right. Well, you did get turned around. All right. So how much did it take? Wow. That's pretty good. Okay, I'm going to share the screen and get us started with our prayers and with our pledges and our opening prayers, and then we'll go to the teachings from David Barton. So here we go. Let me get us turned off here. And here we go with our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty all who believe. And then our pledge to our American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer, declare this, the whole beginning over yourself. This is who you are. Realize who you are in God. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare Thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the Word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's pray these two verses over Jerusalem, the United States of America, and any lost person in our lives. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen and amen. And here we go with our teachings on our American heritage. Amen. Wow. Well, there you have it. For the teaching for tonight, that's probably enough for all of us to absorb. Oh my goodness, some of this is so ludicrous. And what's really sad is, like you said, the 20% of ludicrousness is running the 80%. That's just something else. Anyways, enough said. Let's take communion together. Get your communion elements together. And we will pray the prayer of salvation for anyone that has not yet done that. If you have been contemplating receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is the time to do it. We'll say the prayer, and in 2 minutes' time, your life can be changed. Hallelujah. I'm pulling up the prayer right now while you run and get your communion elements. If you have been contemplating making the decision of receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you have questions, please contact us. We'll be happy to help you understand, answer any questions you have concerning that. Our information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program, and you can also go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com. It's the Community of Faith website, and our contact information is there. So everybody, first we'll pray the prayer of salvation for anyone that would like to do that tonight or whenever you hear this program. And then we'll read the verses out of the Bible that pertain to the communion that Jesus had with the disciples the night before he was crucified. And then we'll pray together the communion prayers. So here we go. I'm going to put up on the screen the prayer of salvation so that we can all pray that together. Anyone new praying that, and even if you've prayed it 1,000 times, it doesn't hurt to pray it again. It's a wonderful refreshing to your spirit and soul to say the prayer again. Reaffirming, rededicating yourself as often as you can to Jesus. So here we go. Pray this from the very depths of your heart. Don't let this be a nonchalant action. Hold that for just a second. It may be pastor coming in the door, and it is. You're muted. Are you talking? There, you're unmuted. You did make it. Okay, I'll unshare the screen so we can talk with Pastor for a minute. Here we go. Were you able to hear the teachings tonight? Oh, wow. Okay, clarify what you mean by you just drove off the road. Are you safe? Well, obviously you're driving again, I see, so. Okay, good. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just a wealth of information. It's
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yeah. Amen. All right. Jesus, mighty name. Okay, sharing screen again. And let's pray this prayer together and pray it from the very depths of your heart. Whether you're praying it for the first time or the thousandth time. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And there was the prayer of salvation. And if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd like to say, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so happy to have you with us. And please contact us and let us know you've made this decision. And like I said, if you have any questions and need to know how to walk out this new Christian life,
Pastor will be glad to help you bring or help bring understanding to you. All right, and answer any questions you have. And now I'm going to read the verses of scripture about the communion. And this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're starting on verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 27, therefore, whoever eats of this bread or drinks of this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. That means taking communion without having received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or taking it in a flippant manner, not understanding the weightiness of what Jesus did for us. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Thank God we get to examine ourselves. Verse 29, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself. Don't do that. Not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. If we're able to judge ourselves, we don't need anyone else to judge us. And thank God we have that option. Hallelujah. So let's lift up our communion elements. And let's pray this. Father, we thank you for these communion elements in this time to have communion with you. We bless these elements and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share the screen and pull up our communion prayers so that we can pray these together as well. There we go. All right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Realizing the importance of that is all. All right. Let's pray this together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And here's the prayer for communion. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now, lift up your juice and let's pray this together. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, as we imagine your blood filling every part of our life. And there was communion. And there was our program for tonight. Thank you all so much for being here. I hope you're gathering as much out of this or getting as much out of these teachings. They're just amazing. So many things when you think you know your history. And then when it comes right down to it, there's a whole lot more to know. And so much, yeah, and so much good information to help us be able to stand boldly when these who are wanting to destroy our history, our heritage, that they don't even know what they're standing against. Yeah, they just don't even know. And like David said in that one part, these people, if they repeat things enough times, everybody else starts to believe them, and then they just don't question it anymore. And that's what has happened. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Amen, Phyllis. Amen. Are you going to read to us now? All right. Perfect. Amen. 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 Yeah. And to anybody that knows me, and to everybody I know, yeah, give me a dream. Amen. Amen. You do. You do. So I will read Job 33:14-18. For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, oh, thank you. Thank you. And now I would like to pray this over us, Ephesians 1:17-23. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And there we have it. Thank you all for being with us. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central Time. Central Standard, 9 o'clock Eastern. We hope you can join us. We pray over the nation, our families, our children, all believers all over the world. We pray. We put the prayers up like we did here tonight for the communion verses so we can all be praying together in an agreement. And hope you can join us. Do you have anything else you wanted to say, Bob? You must be going through a coolie. You're cutting out. All right. Well, thank you all for being here. And remember, we love you and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Have a great evening, everyone. We love you. Good night, fellas. Love you. God bless your sleep, and we'll see you tomorrow.